May I ask another question about spirit?
Yes.
I think you mentioned earlier that all objects in the natural world have a spirit.
All objects, period.
Period, that's what I wanted to ask.
Yes.
Thank you. Even...
Yes.
I would think that a plastic lawn chair must have a very different spirit from a river.
Yeah, it's an Irish spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Irish, this is St. Patrick's Day, it's an Irish spirit. So, let's see, how does this go?
It's green.
What's white? And, Irish, and loose in your backyard. Patio furniture. No, of course it's a different spirit. But it is a spirit. You could say it this way, that if you're talking about man-made objects, there is a part of the spirit of the people who made that thing that goes into the thing. And it has an effect. Just the other night, sitting around the fire, and somebody kept nagging me about this question, does my cell phone have a spirit? And the guy is really at odds with cell phones and computers and stuff, probably because he spends a lot of time working with them. Thinking of them as spiritless and stuff like that. I said, no, wait a minute, your cell phone, doesn't it have a huge effect on you and your life? He said, yes. I said, well, that is a spiritual phenomenon. The spirit of the cell phone is affecting you. Infecting you.
Especially since it's made from so many parts from around the world that it has a multiple personality.
Yes. But there is a unifying principle. The unifying principle, unfortunately, is fear. Therefore, a big part of the effect that these things have, computers and cell phones and stuff, is that they isolate people more.
That's true.
Isolate people more. In the old days, people understood this very well, and therefore, people didn't just make objects. They knew very well that, if you're making a canoe, or you're making a bow, or you're making whatever, you're creating something alive. And it was seen as a spiritual act. And so the canoe that was produced was a living spirit.
It's self-aware?
Yes. And so the making of any kind of articles or artifacts was seen as a spiritual act that required not training, but apprenticeship. The creation of artifacts in this society carries the spirit that, the spirit of fear that says, no, it's just about a bunch of raw materials that I bring together for my profit. So I can dig them out of the ground, and I can destroy the indigenous people, and I can do this and this and this, and pollute the environment with the byproducts and so on and so forth, and no consequences. Well, that's a spiritual presence in itself.
of energy you're talking about is where our culture seems to put it. Seems to put that energy into art, into aesthetic things. Almost as though the aesthetic label is a cover for what you're talking about.
Yes, in a way, because largely, of course, there are exceptions. But as a culture, what we call art is personal expression. But the view that I'm talking about is that it's not about personal expression. It's not about personal expression. It's about, it's like when Stream plays a flute, what he does here. Thank goodness he's not expressing himself. The world is expressing him. And what that produces is a very special kind of opening. A kind of a spiritual breeze comes through and touches us. And in that way, even though it's recognizably his music and so forth, he's not expressing himself as an individual. He's opening himself into something that comes through him. Very different. So he's one of those exceptions that I talked about. But one thing to notice is that in cultures, we still have that relationship to what we call art, whether it be music or, you know, plastic arts or dance or whatever it is, that typically you find a very great creative artists who live long and rich and rewarding lives, themselves and others. Whereas in a society where art is seen as personal expression, it's seen massive amounts of self-destructive behavior, and a lot of the most creative people die young and badly. Mm-hmm. You know, like look at Charlie Parker versus Ravi Shankar.
When working with people, if I run across a particular situation that's really challenging. That, you know, you kind of like, okay, where do I go with this? And sometimes I don't remember to do this, but when I do, and I say, okay, you know what? Just let whatever needs to be come through, like asking for someone else basically to speak. What I find really amazing is, first off, the situations resolve relatively smoothly. Secondly, there's stuff that comes out of my mouth, I don't even know where it comes from.
Yeah.
You know, it's afterwards, reflecting back to, it just flowed. And thirdly, that it flows smoothly.
Yes.
And I think that's when you're talking about
exactly.
Stream's music, that we think of it as his expression, but it's actually the world's expression. I think it's the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.